Blog Talk Radio.
Robbie Motters, a host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I am so excited because I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Renee Riche, and she's a transformational coach and influencer. Let me tell you a little bit about her background, and then we have some great questions that we can learn more about her. Renee has cultivated and inspired individuals and teams for over a decade. You immediately feel her energy when she enters a room or even when you talk to her on a phone. After 25 years working for a Fortune 500 company, Renee decided it was time to hang up the corporate ladder and put on her running shoes. Born in New York and raised in New Jersey, she knew her East Coast girl would resonate with audience seeking to improve their lives and their careers. Love that, because I used to work in New York and I lived in Short Hills, New Jersey for a while. She started her professional training and speaking as an instructor at Women Helping Women, a nonprofit organization, where she donated her time helping the unemployed and underemployed find and keep their jobs. Renee has received numerous rewards over the years for bringing her teams to the number one position. Both her years and expertise in retail have taught her that in order to move the bar and increase profit, you must first invest in people. As a transformational coach and influencer, Renee loves connecting with female entrepreneurs and business owners, seeking to gain more confidence and becoming the leaders they are meant to be. After suffering a devastating illness that took away her voice, then a few years later, the loss of her best friend and then father, Renee decided to follow their example to never give up. Now that legacy is how Renee has chosen to live her life and help others, showing them that just when they feel life is closing in on them, there is always a way out. Welcome, Renee. I am so thrilled to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Robbie. I'm so happy to be here. It's an honor.
You spent 25 years in corporate America. What made you decide to leave corporate America? And take us through the journey of finding your voice that you had, you know, the illness that kept you isolated for a long time. What was that like?
So the first part of that answer is it really wasn't my choice to leave. I was there for 25 years, as you mentioned. It was, you know, a door closing and another one opening and a door that you don't even know about. So when I was in corporate America, I held many different positions there and I worked my way up to manager. And then in 2017, the company took a different direction, and I was released. And I say the word released because it was a release for me in my life onto a new part of my journey, which I did not know at the time. So it was a pretty devastating, it was a loss for me because, you know, 25 years in one company, I don't think some people don't stay married that long. I was, like, married to my job, and that was what I did. The thing is, I let it define who I was also. So in being released, it was a devastating time for me because I didn't know what I had done wrong and why I was being let go, because I was doing really well. And when you're on top and you're being released, like, I couldn't wrap my head around what happened. But it wasn't me, and it wasn't about me, but I took it personally, which wasn't the best thing to do on another level. It was not the smartest thing, but I did take it personally. In the journey, that was a big part of the journey because it's where I am today. It's what brought me to where I am today. But another part of this journey, you said, take us through the journey of finding my voice. And that is a big part of it. I had an illness that while I was in corporate America, it's a viral pharyngitis. So similar to what's going on in today's world as we have this interview in 2020 is that, you know, this pandemic is going on. I was isolated for 3.5 months. I had to wear a mask if I were to go out. It's like a deja vu of what I'm witnessing in today's world. And I couldn't swallow. I couldn't be with the public. I was told I was, you know, they didn't know if I would speak again. Doctors didn't know if they would ever hear my voice. And I didn't know if I would be able to tell my parents or my friends, that I, my best friend, that I loved them. So, I mean, it was just really an incredible time that I didn't know. I didn't really know what God had planned for me. You know, when you, as I said, when one door closes and you lose something so precious, like your voice, and you feel like you're not going to be able to, you know, be part of life again. It was kind of a time where I thought I was going to be taken out of life. I didn't know if this is how God was calling me home.
Wow, that's got to be very traumatic. I mean, even with what people are going through today, it's traumatic for them. So I can imagine what it was like for you.
You know, to mention that, to add on to that. Oh, I was going to add on to that. It's a little bit different than today in the sense that, you know, people at least could Zoom and talk to each other. I was in a lot of physical pain because I couldn't swallow and I couldn't eat. So I really was kind of withering away. I'm a lightweight gal to begin with, and I had no nourishment, no liquids or food. It was very difficult to swallow anything because the pain was so intense. There were sores that it was one sore that actually expanded into many. It was like it gave birth into my throat with all these blisters and sores all over my vocal cords. And that's why doctors didn't know if it was permanent damage, if I would ever be able to speak again. And to have that last for 3.5 months, yes, to your point, it was devastating. And that's why I thought this is how I was going to be passing, to not be able to tell your parents you love them or my best friend or my brothers. It was just a really, really devastating time. So I don't know. It was something like, I think when God brings you to it and then through it, there is a reason. And this is why I'm here today, to share with others, not to give up and to stick with things, even when you don't feel like, you don't know what's going on, when it's going on, but there is always a reason. And we never really know at the time we're going through it. It just seems like a bunch of crap, excuse my language, but it's like you're going through hell and you don't even know if it's ever going to end. And the thing is, when you stay with it and you stay the course, you will see the light at the end of the tunnel, because there is a light.
So what was the first, what went through your mind when you first found out that you would never speak again? You probably told yourself, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to speak. It's probably what, knowing you, that's probably what you said to yourself.
Well, quite frankly, I didn't know what to think. I was just really devastated because I was in such pain from the illness. And I, most of the time I just wanted to try to sleep to get away from the illness. But the thing is, I was trying to escape it and I couldn't, because when I would sleep, I would wake up in pain because I must have swallowed in my sleep or something. And it was just a painful time. It actually led me to a big reason of what's going on today in my life. I wrote a book and it's called Finding Your Voice, because it's part of my journey. It's called Finding Your Voice, Unlock Your Chains and Unleash Your Greatness. I know the chains that I was bound up in were my own. And the time now is to unleash the greatness that's always been within me that I didn't believe in, and to be able to help others find theirs.
Wow, that's wonderful. What do you feel is the main reason people, especially women, hold back from expressing themselves?
I would say that it's their limiting beliefs. You know, we all have them, and they can stem from your childhood. Most likely it is from your childhood, you know, whether it's a parent or a teacher, or I'm going to say, quote unquote, a friend, you know, maybe somebody that was even envious of you growing up and they told you things and you believe them, because when you have a circle in your life of people that you spend the most time with, whether it's your friends or your family or your family, friends are like family, or your teachers, you know, you tend to believe things and then you make it your story, and your story becomes your beliefs. And it becomes your reality. And those beliefs could be the limiting ones which keep you from doing what you're meant to do and being the great person who you're meant to be.
So how do you feel they show up, because of different things in your life or something triggers them, or what do you think happens?
I would say In my case, it was the illness. Now, again, I didn't know that. I didn't know what was going on and how did I get this and why did I get this. And I felt like it was a punishment and, you know, what did I do wrong? And all of those things started coming up in my head of why this happened to me. But the thing is, it didn't happen to me. In hindsight, it happened for me. At the time, yes, I was thinking it happened to me and when all of those things. But, you know, happening for me is different because I see it through different eyes right now. Had that not happened, had I not gone through the illness, had I not gone through the loss of my job and losing my best friend in the world in 2017, the job I was released from, my best friend passed, and in 2018, my dad passed. These are all horrible, devastating losses, but it's what you gain in the process of the losses in your life. And there's a resilience within each of us that we don't know that comes to shine when we allow it to, and we step back and we get quiet and we just listen. And those voices are the voices within us, the strength and that resilience that can come up when we allow it to be there for us.
What kind of steps did you take for yourself to bring yourself back? What did you personally do?
For me, you know, I feel like it was this popcorn trail. When I was first released from corporate America, I went to Women Helping Women, and it's a nonprofit organization. And like you said, my bio helps women find and keep jobs. Even before that, I went back to school. I took summer classes because I was trying to find work. And my older brother had said, you know, you need to know Excel and Word and PowerPoint. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't do that in my corporate job. As a manager, I that wasn't part of what I was doing. So I took all of them. I took like four different computer classes in one summer, like all together during the same like 8 weeks or 6 weeks. And I did really well in all of them. And during that time, one of the gals in class said, you should go to Women Helping Women. And she told me about it. I ended up teaching classes there and taking classes there because I write about this in my book. I will always be a student of life because that is how we learn. And I will never stop learning and growing. I believe we learn as we go and we learn as we grow. And it is part of life. And the more we allow that to happen for us, the better we will be.
Are there some tips that you could give people on how they can become more resilient?
A lot of things I do today is, you know, I do affirmations, I do meditations. I also am a transformational coach because I like to help people find their voice in life the way my best friend is one of my angels along with my dad in heaven, you know, help me find mine. And as I think we all continue, as we continue to evolve, we continue to hone in on and find our voices in life. I think every day you become better and stronger at your own voice. And I don't mean the physical voice. I mean the mental, the self-talk of where you were maybe the day before and how you can be stronger and better and even a better version of yourself than you were the day before. As I said, the affirmations, you know, I say a lot of I am, the I am statements. When you declare things, it's the voice that you speak of who you are and not like I hope to do this, I want to do that. And people talk about what they don't want to happen in their life. Start saying the things you do want and taking steps towards those goals. In my book, I have takeaway sections after each chapter. And the reason I did that is because I wanted to be there and I want to be there on everyone's journey as my best friend was there on mine. It's finding your voice in life and unlocking your chains, unleash, you know, your own greatness. And the takeaways are for people to write down their answers to the questions that I pose because I believe in the power of the pen. And we all write down our to-do lists. We write down our goals. We write down things that we want to accomplish. Well, that's why you write them down, because you see it to happen and you make it happen. When you write down the answers to the questions, your answers to the questions that I pose is to bring you to a completion of something that you're working on or maybe something that you didn't know that was holding you back in your life. And that's why I pose these questions. I didn't want to write a book about me because that's another author writing another book, but about a journey that I'm on, still on. And I want to take others and take their hand through their journey in life because we can't do this alone. Whoever thinks they can go at this life alone, hats off to you, because I know I can't. I will always have coaches and mentors and be a coach and a mentor for others, because that's how we make it in life. You know, many times we think that we're alone and we feel embarrassed about things, or no one's going to like me, or no one's going to, you know, want to do something with me if they know this about me or that about me, things that are embarrassing or things you're afraid to talk about. But you know what? You're not alone, because most people have been through it and they're not talking about it. So there are just things that you need to release. And the more you release, the more layers of onion that you can peel back and become that higher version of yourself. Just don't do it alone. And that's why I'm here for people. And I want to let them know that I have my website is ReneeReich.com. And or you can reach out to me. I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, on Twitter, every social media I am on. But I really encourage the listeners to go onto Amazon. I am so grateful. It became a number one bestseller the day of the launch, which was just February 3rd of 2020. And now we're on May 13th for this interview of 2020. So just a couple of months ago. And it continues to soar. And to me, that means that it continues to help others. And that's exactly the reason I wrote it, to serve, to give, to serve, and to share with others.
Renee, would you spell your last name, your first and last name, so that they have it right when they're going to the website?
Absolutely. It's Renee. It's R-E-N-E-E. Last name is Reich, R-E-I-S-C-H. So ReneeReich.com. I love to connect with people. You can, again, connect with me on LinkedIn and private message me on Facebook. Any of these platforms, I'm more than happy to connect. And I am offering a 30-minute complimentary consultation. I'm happy to do Zoom calls with listeners or phone calls, whatever they would like. I want to be here to support them, because, as I said, it's finding your voice is you know, finding out who you really are. And a lot of us, you know, we want to serve others so much, but then you can't pour from your own cup until it's filled. And then once you fill yours, you can then pour it into others. And that's kind of the big idea here, because, you know, we want to help others. We want to be there for others. But when you're not first there for yourself and taking care of yourself, self-care and self-love, how can you then fully help somebody else? You can't.
You can't. You got to take care of yourself first. That was something I had to learn. I love the theory, never give up. That is never give up, because that's true. So many people do. Is
you know
that
what,
something
Robbie,
that stays with you all the time?
It is. It's my best friend. As I said, one of my angels in heaven, she never gave up. She, you know, I don't just mean for how she passed. I mean in life. She always persevered. She always kept going. She didn't let things get her down, because you know what? That's where our brain takes us. Oh, I'm, you know, not worth it, not good enough. That's easy to say. I felt that. I felt I wasn't good enough. I felt that I had to be a people pleaser for people to like me. I write about that in the book. But that to me, I'm not the same person I was. And that's part of growing. And, you know, as I say, we learn as we go and we learn as we grow. And it's really important to be that person, like be that person that you want to be that the avatar, you know, that you want to be, that superhero, and be that for yourself, and you could be that for others, but never give up on yourself, because we are all here for a reason. We didn't just happen to come into this earth. We didn't just happen to be here. We are connected more than people realize. It's 6 degrees of separation. Yes, now it's 6 feet, but it really is 6 degrees of separation, because we are more similar than we are not. And I just know that this journey that I'm on is for a reason, and it's to help other people unlock their own chains and unleash their own greatness, as I say in my book. And I encourage you to connect with me, and, you know, please take me up on my complimentary 30-minute consultation. I'd love to connect with you. And please go onto Amazon, Finding Your Voice, Unlock Your Chains, and Unleash Your Greatness. Look, you could look it up by my name, Renee Reich, or by the title and subtitle, because when I've gone on just putting the title in, I see other books called Finding Your Voice. So either go by my first and last name, or make sure you put in the subtitle, Unlock Your Chains and Unleash Your Greatness, which is the subtitle of Finding Your Voice. There's a picture of me on the cover holding my hands up. I'm on a beach and in a sundress holding my hands up to the heavens because it's really finding my voice. And it's really an important thing in life. We, as I said, are so intent on just go, 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 go. But the illness made me stop. And when you stop, you get to listen to your own voice. And it's more of the voice of reason and listen to your voice from within.
That's so true. What kind of exercises can people, can ideas can you give people to help them find their voice?
Well, one thing I do, and I really encourage people to do this, is a gratitude journal. You know, the key to happiness is gratitude. Find gratitude in everything, every day. There is a silver lining. Even when things go wrong and you have this day from, you know, from hell that you feel like, oh, my goodness, I want to go back to bed and pull the covers over my head and have a redo, there's actually a silver lining. And why did that happen? And what went wrong? And what was the lesson? Because there are lessons in the things that you feel are something that maybe didn't go right. But write down your gratitude, you know, journal. And just, it's amazing what comes out in the pen. And sometimes I just like, it's like free writing, you know, and things come out. So I'm like, wow, I wasn't thinking of that. I was just thinking of something else. And some things started flowing. Let your pen take over. Just keep, you know, free writing. And those ideas and thoughts will come through you when they come to you. And just find gratitude in every day. You know, you have a pillow to sleep on. You have food on your plate. And even if you're getting food from a food bank, be grateful you got food from a food bank. There's gratitude. You have friends. You have people to reach out to. I'm here to reach out to. There are people who love you and care about you. And I encourage you to care that much about yourself because you are more than you know, and you are so worth it. And you are just worth being here. And there are people who are, I've heard of people who have, you know, done harmful things to themselves and during this pandemic. And please don't give up on yourself because I will never give up on you.
That's true. Well, tell me a little bit about how a transformational coach and influencer works with their clients so people are more clear on just what you do to help them.
Well, what I do is I kind of just take them through a process of uncovering, like I said, peeling back the layers of the onion, what I mentioned earlier, of what's really going on, these limiting beliefs, because we all have them. And no matter who you are, where you're at, I've talked to so many, you know, six-figure income earners, and they too have them. I mean, it's things we kind of squash down because we don't want to bring them up because you feel if you bring it up, then it's going to get in the way of something. But really what happens is it allows you to be better than you thought you could be at what you're doing and show up as even a higher and better version of yourself. Whether you're in a relationship or the relationship with yourself or that you wanted to get in a relationship, whatever that is or whatever that looks like for you, we kind of go through each step of what it is that's holding you back because once you know that, then we can go to, you know, further steps of what's getting in the way and why you feel that way. And there's all sorts of reasons that come up. But each person is different. I don't really have a cookie-cutter approach because life isn't that way. I won't say, oh, I have step one, is this, step two, is that, you know, it's I gear it towards my clients because I want to make sure I show up for them on their needs and what their goals are. And everybody's goals are different, but, you know, I do start with that because I think that's really important of what's holding them back and just working. I could do group coaching if people want to do that or one-on-one. I found sometimes in group coaching, though, that not everybody, I'm going to say this, no pun intended, but no, not everybody likes to use their voice because they feel that, you know, they may be judged. But I don't ever allow that in a group because the people that show up in my groups are just like they're our own avatar. It's their tribe. Your tribe always shows up for you. But I always make people feel really comfortable, whether it's just one-on-one or in a group setting, because that's what it's about, being vulnerable and being okay to be vulnerable and non-judgmental and unconditional love, because that's what we need. That's what we all need. And just, you know, showing up for people, when you show up for them, they show up for you. And, you know, life is a journey, not the destination. People want to get from A to Z, and they don't want to do the work in between. And, you know, the illness, in my example, in my case, it's it's how I got to where I am. I never thought about writing a book when I was in corporate America. That wasn't something that was on my even my bucket list. I didn't even have a bucket list then. I was just doing instead of being. And when you allow yourself to just be, great things come out for you. The light that is in when you gets to shine.
What is it? Do you have anything that you're looking forward to doing in the future?
What I'm doing is I just continue to grow my business with clients, and I just love helping them so much. I'm sure there's going to be another book on the way right now. I'm promoting this one because I feel there's so much love and light in this book to help people find their voice. And I said, unlock their chains, unleash their greatness, which is, I said, the subtitle, unlock your chains, unleash your greatness, that they have within them that they hold back on. And I really want to delve more into that with people because I feel there's a great need, especially now with the pandemic going on, that people have been so isolated. So they have been, you know, chained up in a way, because if they're isolated and they're not being able to be with people, you know, nobody's hugging or, you know, in groups. So I welcome them to contact me. And if they, like I said, if they want to do group coaching, or if they want to do one-on-one, just to do that complimentary call to see where you're at and find out what your needs are. And I'm happy to be there for you and to be that person, because as I said, you know, people need that. And I think that when they're so afraid of themselves, a lot of times, you know, like people say, look in the mirror. Part of my journey in my losing my voice, I had to look in the mirror and I had to do exercises. It took close to a year for me to get my voice back fully to where it is now. You know, it's 3.5 months of the isolation of not being with anybody or being able to swallow or speak or any of that. But once I was told that it wasn't permanent damage, my doctor sent me to a vocal coach named Michelle, and I will never forget her. And I write about her in the book too, as well as my doctor, because, you know, you need your circle, right? My best friend was my circle here on earth, and she always showed up for me. Even with a mask coming up my steps with the food that she cooked for me, because she knew I needed protein and I could barely swallow, but she made sure she delivered when I didn't even know she was coming. She always showed up for me. And I want to show up for others and be there for them. But when you're told you may never speak again and you don't know if you're going to ever be able to get your voice back to where it was, that year was a big, long journey. But I didn't give up, and I was resilient because I knew there was more to me and more for me to give to others.
That's great. Well, we're down to 2 minutes and 13 seconds, so let's tell people how they can get in touch with you again and about your book.
Okay, so it's on Amazon, and it's called Finding Your Voice, Unlock Your Chains, and Unleash Your Greatness. And it's Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Reisch, R-E-I-S-C-H. And again, I am offering a 30-minute complimentary consultation. It's ReneeReisch.com. Or you can reach me and reach out to me, private message me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm on Facebook a lot, so definitely you can do a private message there. Any of these platforms, I go on all of them. So any of them, I will connect with you on when you reach out to me. I'm more than happy to follow up and do a complimentary call with you. So please don't be shy. This is your time to shine, and I'm here to help you do that.
Renee, it's been a pleasure to have you as a guest today. It was really great. I learned a lot about what you're doing, and I'm just so thrilled that you're out there making a difference in lives of other women every day of your life.
Thank you so much, Robbie. I am so grateful to you. And I'm going to say one last thing. My main niche is women for sure, but if there are any men listening, don't be shy either, because I know they too have limiting beliefs, and I'm more than happy to help them as well. So don't be shy.
All right. Well, this time goes very fast, but I want to thank you again. And we'll have to catch up again maybe in a few months and see what's going on with the book and everything, okay?
I would love that, Robbie. Thank you so much again for this time. And I am just so honored to be on your show, and I'm very grateful to you. So thank you so, so much.
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon. Bye now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.